Table of Contents. Chapter 1, Minimalism Explained. Chapter 2, Defining It Again. Chapter 3, Tiny Steps for the Newbie Minimalist. Chapter 4, Which Sort of Minimalist Are You? Chapter 5, The History of Minimalism Explained. Chapter 6, Finding Your Own Variation of a Minimalist Lifestyle. Chapter 1, Minimalism Explained. I would like to take a second to go over minimalism as a philosophy and a practice to ensure we are all on the same page regarding what it means and how it is done. So, when you think of minimalism, you likely think of getting rid of things, not purchasing anything new, and living in a small white room without any furnishings or pictures on the wall. This could be true, but for the most part, it is not. It's important to understand that the decrease of physical belongings is usually a result of minimalism, not minimalism itself. Just handing out a lot of things doesn't make you a minimalist, any more than purchasing a statue of Buddha makes you a Buddhist, or doing yoga makes you healthy. It is one aspect of the whole, for sure, but you needn't partake if that is not where your concerns happen to be. There are usually other alternatives. And that's what is essential to establish here. Priorities. What minimalism is really all about is reassessment of your top priorities so that you can remove the excess things, the possessions and the ideas and relationships and activities that do not bring value to your life. If you are able to say with absolute certainty, "This is very important to me, my little ponies are my life, and being involved with them is what makes me want to get up in the early morning," you should invest more effort and time in your collection. When they really start to think about it, however, the majority of people understand that the physical things they own aren't the most vital parts of their lives. If you can take a day and truly commit yourself to focusing on what is very important, you'll likely recognize a great deal of things that are more vital than building up physical products, and if this is how it is, it could be time to begin losing weight your haul. My minimalistic tendencies. When I began deep diving into my real hopes and dreams, I realized that what I actually longed for and wasn't getting living in LA was a sense of experience and constant change. I prosper on the exhilaration of adventure and risk and structure things, and primarily, I was only doing the latter, and in a very restricted style. It was time to refocus and reposition myself so that I would be able to fully invest in my passions. For me, eliminating all the crap I'd built up was as much a sign of my shift as a part of it. As fast as I started slimming down the closets and closet, I thought, "This is real. I'm actually doing it." This thought can be just as essential as the realization that something needs to change, because it enhances that you have the power to change your fate. Getting rid of items. If you want to get rid of a lot of items, I suggest requiring time to find out what you're keeping first. The number of belongings you have does not really matter, but being able to live a very happy life does. I count and note my belongings to track how much I actually need to travel comfortably. But having more or less than somebody else is entirely approximate. Don't get rid of stuff just because you can. If you do this, the most likely outcome is that you will be miserable and lonely without your things, and will just wind up buying new versions of them, which supports noticeable consumption, expenses you a bunch of money, kills the tropical rainforest, and ruins the world in general. Don't put yourself in the position to yo-yo when it comes to this many things. What I would suggest is gradually evaluating out the waters and seeing what you can and cannot live without. I thought for certain that I would not be able to make it without my good wardrobe, iPhone, and tank-like desktop. But once they were gone, my heart kept pounding and I had more money and time to invest in other things. I don't miss them. I have seen, however, that I like to have a guitar, so I make it a